faster than shit through a goose. More powerful than a 1973 Ford Pinto. Able to leap from the couch within a couple of tries. Look, over there. It's a rhino. It's a landmass. No, it's Captain Punishment. Working class, limp dick, bad guy, ass kicker. Operation Attack Squirrel presents the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour. This week's issue, the God-fearing simpletons of Skag City, along with the My Dong Lo Wee Corporation versus Captain Punishment. Part 1, Bad Day for Chucky. But first, a quick message from our sponsor.
This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour is brought to you by Rusty Plyer's Neighborhood Dentistry, where no insurance means you bring your own anesthetic. Rusty Plyer's Neighborhood Dentistry. Open Monday through Friday, 10 minutes after the kids lie down for their afternoon nap.
Our story begins 10 years prior to the Ted Snelps affair, when we find Captain Punishment in his prime, lingering around the dingy adult video store, One-Eyed Willie's wild world of porno. Sticking out like a sore thumb, Punishment stands there in his standard costume of a black peacoat, logo t-shirt with white boots and gloves. Patrons are visibly nervous as Punishment thumbs through the latest issue of Hermaphrodite Living. He is soon joined by his longtime friend, Chuck L. Zubrowski, aka Professor Z, of the legendary anomaly adventure team, the Z-Mortals. In their heyday, the Z-Mortals, led by the brilliant telekinetic scientist Professor Z, fought for justice and equality for all known anomalies. For those not in the loop, the term anomaly refers to humans who have developed special powers or abilities due to genetic evolution.
Townhouse! Sorry I'm late. Some of my freshman students started using their powers for the first time today. It was so inspirational.
Fuck your kids. How many times have I told you I don't like coming in here in my costume?
You look fine.
That's easy for you to say. You look like a Don Cheadle stand-in. Beautiful Nubian bald motherfucker. I wear it out the regulars. They look all ashamed of me. You don't walk in my shoes, you judgers!
Maybe it's your obvious yet unimpressive erection.
Hey, they're the ones making eye contact.
Stop worrying about it. We won't be here long. Head this way, just past the curtain.
Seconds later, beyond the curtain, our two heroes stand in a hallway of doors leading to various private porn viewing rooms.
In here, what I have to show you is going to take your breath.
I've seen that show, cowboy, and personally, I'm not a fan.
Such time you waste with these retorts. Come on.
Yep, here we are. And just as awkward as I thought it'd be.
Give it a minute.
If I had a nickel.
72 Zucchini Wash.
Not familiar with that one.
Suddenly, a bright turquoise portal comes out in front of the booth's small television. It quickly grows in size, becoming a gateway into the unknown.
What in the name of Leonard Nimoy?
Tonight, old friend, I'm going to take you to a very exclusive place that only the most enlightened, intellectual minds have ever been lucky enough to discover.
Professor Z grabs Punishment by the hand and leads him into the portal. Within seconds, the two arrive at their outlandish destination.
Francis Townhouse? Welcome to the Wormhole, the most lavish gentleman's club throughout all time and space.
It's glorious!
The Wormhole consisted of a giant unending space with rooms that catered to every vice one could ever imagine. Rather it be sex, drugs, pogo sticks, or even bingo, anything could be enjoyed in an explosive orgy of desire. Most men would have been driven mad at the mere sight of such utter decadence, but our heroes were not most men.
Am I dead? Is this heaven?
In a way, this, my friend, is nerd paradise. It was discovered and developed eons ago by the most brilliant human minds throughout time. Only those with a sharp, balanced spirit are able to discover the portal to the wormhole.
So where are we exactly?
We're in another realm of existence. We're beyond time and space. We're in between...
I don't understand.
Of course you don't, you're an idiot. But if you can embrace your inner self and become one with your mind, it may become clear to you one day.
Oh, I get it. The purple tortoise leads you down the rosebush path of nice-smelling farts. I call bullshit.
To you, it probably always will be. But lucky for you, you happen to know the right people. Now what's first, the Teabag Express or Sliders with Handsome Harriet?
Whatever you suggest, pal.
Handsome Harriet it is.
The two friends spend their evening indulging in every dark desire.
Such atrocities occurred that night that they should never be spoken of again. Early into the next morning, Punishment and Z found themselves in one of the lounges, sitting at a large round table with some very interesting characters.
I can't believe you stuck it all the way in.
That is so you.
Don't ever doubt me again.
Because you're sick.
I'm sick. What about that sideshow pony?
Aw, Mr. Klompenstein. Aww.
Will you two limp dick losers shut your fucking holes?
What's Stephen Hawking's problem?
You're my problem, motherfucker.
All right, take it easy, Stephen. He's new here.
Fuck him. I will run you down, Virgin. I will run over those perfect walking legs, then fuck your asshole out.
Quite the mouth on that guy.
Are we going to play or aren't we? I didn't come here to listen to this nitwit babble with the cursed machine. Poser, theoretical physics, ha! Invent something, loser.
Patience, Tesla. Einstein is relieving himself by the cigarillo machine.
Go sit on your apple, Isaac Newton. I know where Einstein is. Einstein, ugh. He's another one. I know it's not cool to be anti-Semitic anymore, but if you ask me, that moronic crowd should—
Enough, you foul-mouthed whore pursuer.
Gentlemen, can we please play just one game without you two arguing? It makes I, Steve Jobs, creator of the iPod, very nervous.
Shut the fuck up, Steve.
Stop it, Bill Gates. You're always on my case.
Because you have to be a fucking ninny all the time. You think we come here to listen to your tit-suck ass? No. We come here for the pussy. The mediocre conversation, and the drink special.
The best in all space and time.
Always with the two senses, old Browski.
Bill, don't make me mindfuck you. You want to spend the rest of the evening thinking you're a little orphan Annie again?
Yes, the orphan Annie. Do it. Do it.
I concur. Such a cherry blossom she was.
Mindfuck. Mindfuck. Mindfuck.
You stay out of my mind, you dead cunt, or I'll buy that school for weirdos of yours and turn those freaks into house pets. I can do it, you know. I'm rich!
Bill Gates, enough of this vile. Lay your head on the table until you can act like the big boy.
Yes, Albert Einstein.
Now that is much better. Thank you all for waiting. I look so forward to such boy game interaction. Now, who is up for another round of one-eyed possum?
Oh. This sucks.
But we always play one-eyed possum.
I hate agreeing with Bill, but we do play that a lot, Albert.
I grow tired of it as well.
I agree with these imbeciles. Not that I expect you'll listen to me.
What did you suggest?
A spirited game of Russian roulette would be an amusing way to pass the time.
Ha, ha, ha. Death is for pussies.
How utterly savage.
That sounds messy and gross.
Counterproductive, Mr. Tesla.
I surround myself with primates. Gentlemen, currently in my possession is a transdimensional teleportation ray gun.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What in the fizzuck is that?
Will someone help this caveman follow along?
My never don't understand nothing.
A transdimensional teleportation ray gun is, well, a gun that has the ability to send your particles out into infinity.
What's a particle?
Oh, Jesus, Neanderthal.
Audible sigh.
Gun make you go bye-bye to who knows where.
Ah, gotcha. Continue.
One moment. Are we sure we want to fool with such powerful things?
Hell yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah.
Then let's begin.
Hey, Z. So what are the rules?
Well, mostly they're the same as regular roulette, just not as much brain cleanup. The main thing to remember is once you start a game, you can't quit until it's finished.
Oh, I get you. No go-back-skis.
Exactly. It's a cardinal rule here at the Wormhole. The brilliant aren't quitters. It's a matter of honor.
Silence already! Who's going first? I'd go, but you would probably just steal the gun from me before I could do it. Filthy gypsies.
Oh, yeah!
Racial outrage.
I'll go first. You're full of shit, Tesla. That's a squirt gun from the dollar store if I ever did see one.
Check it yourself, Nimrod.
But before we start, we must quench our thirst. Snide, another round of Ferrucci's black syrup.
Make it snappy, you good for nothing pile of bloody vagina rags.
Behind the bar stood a man of utter sadness and depression. The bartender's name was Insignificant Snide. This boy was a skinny, spineless shell of a man who was always dressed in a black hoodie and matching skinny jeans. He wore a beret on top of his black, greasy, unkempt, ironic mullet, all of which helped to highlight his bright red skin. Whether Snide's unusual red skin was of alien origin or some kind of goth makeup experiment gone wrong, no one knew or seemed to care. On a regular basis, Snide was bullied by the gifted patrons, but for some reason he never left and seemed to accept the constant ridicule. On this day, Snide was especially gloomy.
Take fucking forever, Snide. You're sarcastic.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
I swear, you become more and more worthless every time I see you, Snide.
Whew-wee, I can smell the patchouli and tears all the way over here.
Drama queen.
I smell it too. It's annoyingly depressing, actually. I might kick the shit out of you today, Snide.
Now, it's not Snide's fault that he has the brain of a grasshopper and the genie.
That's a little rude.
Don't get involved, trust me.
I'm sorry, sirs. My body just doesn't feel like moving at all today, you know? Everything feels so slow and meaningless.
Sad bastard. Just pour the booze, you fucking loser. Snide sucks. Snide sucks. Snide sucks. Snide sucks. Snide sucks. Snide sucks.
Seriously, I really hate that fucking guy.
All right, that's enough. Bill, are you going to start us off or what?
You bet your ass. You think I'm chicken? Fuck you and fuck infinity.
Bill Gates pulls the trigger and is suddenly zapped into parts unknown.
My God, how ghastly.
Fuck yeah.
Whoa.
Reality fuck job. Badass.
I told you, it was the real thing.
Simply amazing. Guys, I don't think this is a good idea.
And right on cue, Steve Jobs begins his California belly aching.
You're next, Steve Jobs.
I don't want to play anymore.
Steve, you know the rules. Once the game is started, we all must play.
But...
Do you want me to hold your hand?
Uh-huh.
Okay, there. Here we go. Take my hand. Now pick up the ray gun and just point it right at the old noggin.
Oh, thank God.
See? Nothing.
Fucking pussy.
You're up, Stephen.
Stephen Hawking hits a button on the wheelchair, and out of a small compartment on the side, a robotic arm emerges, taking the device from the table. The arm then points the ray gun at Steve Jobs.
No, wait!
Mr. Hawking, that is not very nice.
Come on, I was not the only one thinking it. See you on the flip side.
Game justice, I would say.
I think I'm next.
One could only hope that we will silence you without haste.
May your mother be split by 1,000 infected penises, sir.
She was!
I think I just shat myself.
I agree with the version. It's best we stop this now.
Pick up the gun, old man, or feel the wrath of my backhand.
You don't frighten me, Tesla. I accept your challenge.
Oh, but please don't do this.
Quiet! Come on, idea guy. Daylight is burning.
I hope one day you experience a horrible anal infection, Tesla. Auf Wiedersehen!
Okay, Tesla, we give up. You're the big winner tonight.
The game is not over, Zabrowski, and don't even think about trying to get out of it. Which one of you goes next?
I've had enough of this.
Ah, you have to be quicker than that. Now, which one should I choose?
Well, I think it's past my bedtime.
Say goodbye to your caveman, Zabrowski.
Before Tesla can pull the trigger, insignificant Snide hits him in the face with his drink tray.
How intense is that, asshole?
Oh, thank God. Snide, the assistance is much appreciated.
Whoa! Backstabbing cheats?
Shut your filthy mouth.
Snide, you weaselly son of bitch!
Begone, you bastard!
Is there, Snide? I don't know what's gotten into you, but...
I'm thinking now might be a good time to split. Hope you got your code.
Silence! Don't act so naive, Professor Z. You and your friends have been hounding me for years. With the name-calling, the taunts, and the goddamn titty twisters. I have been the lowest of bastards here at the Wormhole since its very inception. I felt honored to have found this place. I thought if I stuck around here long enough, I could soak up all the secrets of the universe. You never once took a second to notice that your whipping boy was actually one of your precious anomalies. That's right, Professor, my special power is my brain. I have the ability to absorb knowledge and I've been feeding off everyone around me for years. And once I was sure I had learned enough, I planned my revenge. You are witnessing the birth of the most brilliant mind throughout all space and time. Today, you will witness the birth of Dr. Intense, the smartest man alive. Or at least I will be once you're out of the picture.
It was you. You gave Tesla the trans-dimensional teleportation ray gun.
Correct. I knew the egomaniac couldn't resist something as intriguing as a transdimensional teleportation ray gun. I even adjusted the setting so everyone here would be zapped. It was only a freak accident Steve Jobs didn't dematerialize the first time he was shot by the transdimensional teleportation ray gun. It was a lucky break that Hawking helped me out with that one.
I feel sorry for you, Snide.
You should have been nicer to me, Professor!
Hey, listen, I just met you. I haven't done shit.
Send it to Zucchini Wash. Quickly, enter the portal.
You ain't gonna tell me twice.
Goodbye, dim-witted quitter!
In a very cowardly, unheroic fashion, Punishment shoves Professor Z toward the ray.
Sorry, buddy, you should have brought me here!
Watch out for my student's townhouse.
Okay, if I have time.
I see honor escapes you, sir.
Hey, I wanted to go bowling. He's the one that got all creative.
We have no history, you and I. However, I cannot just let you live. You understand?
Understand nothing. Lie, cheat, steal, bitch. How about a patented punny bomb with your latte? It's time for me to vamoose my ass out of here.
Punishment runs toward the portal.
No!
And is sucked back into the small masturbation booth at the adult video store. The portal immediately closes, and nothing but a half-used roll of toilet paper remains.
Oh, thank God I made it. Well, I think I'm just gonna file that one under lucky son of a bitch. Ooh, let's go get a drink.
Punishment checks out some granny fetish porn before leaving the store to continue his day. And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour was brought to you by Rusty Pliers Neighborhood Dentistry, where we buy and sell teeth.
Oh, no!
No questions asked. Rusty Pliers Neighborhood Dentistry. We get you the smile you want for a price you don't have to afford.
So what exactly does this tale from the past mean for the future Captain Punishment? Is Professor Z gone for good? Will we see the walking audible sigh known as Dr. Intense ever again? All these questions and more will be revealed at a later time. So join us next week, where Captain Punishment breakdances at the Apollo. Same cap time, same cap station. This issue was written by
Mac Welch,
illustrated by Tony Perry, inked by
Jesus Martinez,
RJ Battier,
colored by
Jeremiah Jerkowitz,
Amy Huey,
lettered by
Michael Higgins,
Mike Wharton,
edited by
Michael Hull,
published by
Brenda Welch.
This issue was recorded at
Plain Truth Entertainment Recording Studio, NYC.
And engineered by
Steve Sola, a.k.a. The Mix King.
Yeah!
Pussycat, pussycat, meow, meow. Pussycat, pussycat, meow, meow. Pussycat, meow.